Growing up in Alaska's villages used to mean an automatic trip to boarding school after eighth grade. Aleut Larry Mikuliev, who was raised on St. Paul Island, ended up at Mount Edgecombe High School in Sitka, which was run by the Bureau of Indian Affairs at the time. For our series on Native education, we're asking Native leaders in the state to tell the stories of their formative years in school. Mikuliev remembers disliking the regimented atmosphere of Mount Edgecombe, so he decided to take matters into his own hands. He told APRN's Annie Feit that in 10th grade, he passed around a petition demanding that students have a say in the school's rules and regulations.
My thing was I wanted to, you know, hold my girlfriend's hands when we were on a date. And the superintendent got the petition and he did something unprecedented. He invited me to dinner at his house. You never do that with Native students at that time. And his name was Kenneth Kreitz. And when I went to dinner, finally he said, okay, you have a blank check. And I was stunned. I said, well...
what did that mean, a blank check?
That's what I said. I was kind of stammering here, and I said, what does that mean? He says, well, you can... the student council can... developed the rules and regulations for conduct on this campus for students. And I thought, wow. And the first action the student council did, of course, was to loosen up the rules, allow us to hold each other's hands when we're on a date and kiss each other goodnight. And that's really what kind of launched my political career. I became the first male president of the girls' dormitory as a result of that. And the following year, I became student body president. And the election was kind of lopsided, 600-2.
Wow. So what do you think you took away from that experience?
Well, I was always taught by my elders and my parents, my grandparents, that, you know, if we want to see change in the world, we need to just boldly go forward to create that change. Don't think about the obstacles. And so this was my first time I ever did that on this scale. And it really kind of reinforced that teaching and definitely, I think, fed my self-confidence to be able to create change, which I used ever since.
And how did you use it after?
Well, when I went back to, after my first year at the University of Washington, I went back to St. Paul. We had just achieved our political independence, and a bill had been passed that allowed the community to create a city, like any other community in the state of Alaska, to own the homes that the people had lived in all their lives. Previously, was owned by the federal government. And the tribal chief said, well, since you are the only one with a college education, you know how to deal with the white people. This was his words. Would you go to Washington, D.C. and represent us to get some money so that we can start our city and start the process of giving back the land to the people? And I said, okay. And I ended up with 17 traffic tickets in 1 week.
For what? What were you doing?
Well, I got caught in a place called DuPont Circle. And it's this big roundabout with like 8 lanes. And I didn't know, I've never been in a roundabout, let alone in a city, roadway like that. And so I kept crossing, you know, in ways that I wasn't supposed to. And would get cited for that. I got lots of parking tickets because I was parked in the wrong place. I didn't know to look for a parking sign or no parking sign. I just thought, well, park anywhere, just like you do in Alaska. Anyway, so that's when I got to meet Senator Stevens.
And what was it like to meet him?
Well, he was very gracious, and so he said, okay, what can we do? And I said, well, we need some money for starting up the city. And he said, well, how much do you need? So, and of course, we had no budget or anything like that. I just said off the top of my head, $50,000. We did get the $50,000, but it was $50,000 sustained over a four-year period, so it ended up being $200,000, which was enough to get the city launched at that time. But he also, and I had also talked to him about what my uncle Eddie, who had at that point had died, had talked about for economic diversification, which was to build a boat harbor out on St. Paul Island. And so I said, okay. And we actually took a picture of Senator Stevens. There was one other person with me, an equally young guy from St. George, Patrick Pletnikoff. And anyway, we're in this picture with Senator Stevens, and he writes on the picture, I still have the photo, let's work together on the boat harbor. Well, it took 25 years to get that harbor in, but we got it.
Larry Mikulyov grew up on St. Paul Island and now runs a consulting business in Anchorage. He spoke with APRN's Annie Feit.